Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And Gavard County, smile, it's Friday. Everybody looks forward to Friday. I really look forward to Friday. It's my day off, so I'm excited to be able to get a few things done around my house and things like that. So helps put me in the right frame of mind. And this Friday starts, at the end of Friday, you get to start your holiday weekend, Labor Day. And pray that you are enjoying or have plans to enjoy a great time. And don't forget about showing up at the House of God this week. If you do not have a church, we'd love to have you come to Merritt Assembly of God. We're going to be worshiping God. I'm going to be preaching. We don't have Sunday night service tonight at 6:30 or Sunday night at 6:30. So please join us Sunday morning at 10:30. Last Sunday, we had a missionary that was with us, and he challenged our congregation, and someone commented to me after that, said, I can see why you all are such good friends, because you are both very passionate about reaching the lost for Jesus Christ. And that we are, and we've known each other for, I think it's going on 22 to 23 years now. And watched him just become a wonderfully blessed servant of the Lord family. And today we want to say thank you to Creative AC Solutions, 321-759-3284. 321-759-3284. And, you know, it's been hot for a while. I told somebody here a few weeks ago, I said, you know, it's hot when 83 seems like a cool front. And then I was driving my car. Remember, I don't have air conditioning in my car. I was driving the other day and I said, wow, it's been really hot, because 89 now feels like a cool front. And then I got in later in the car and it's like, it's 93. This is not a cool front. It was a day when the heat index was supposed to get up to around 105 or 106. There's just a wee bit of humidity in the air. Do keep your eye on the storms out there and make sure that you are prepared. But your AC is functioning, trying to navigate all of this intense heat, and you want to have a repairman who you can get in touch with that can come out and take a look at your unit and can get you back up and running as quickly as possible. And so here a couple of weeks ago, I was having some work done at the house. We had gone away for a couple of days just to get out of the work crew's way. And when we came back home, it was at that point in time that my air conditioner had decided to freeze up. Now, I knew what to look for because Creative AC Solutions, Bill Andriak, had taught me what to look for, what to do. And so I went to work and got that up and running. I had some other things that I had to do that day, so I didn't get to do a thorough treatment on it, but I did it the best as I could, figured out why we were having the problem. That's always a good thing. We've remedied that situation. But a couple of days later, we had the problem arise again, where the air conditioner was frozen up. We knew that because there was water that was showing up. And so I spent a lot of time. I gave a nice thorough cleaning to the unit, inside, outside, cleaned the condensation lines, did everything that Creative AC Solutions had taught me to do. And I told him, I said, now, if this doesn't solve this problem, I've reached the limit of my understanding, and I'm going to have you come out. Now, here's what happened. The next day, he said, did it freeze up? He sent me a text. He initiated the conversation, and I said, no, the last time it didn't freeze up for a couple of days. Today should be the day. If the problem's going to repeat, today should be the day. And a few days went by. We came to church, and one of the first things he asked me is, did your air conditioner freeze up again? And it's like, no, it didn't. And he said, well, praise God for that. That's the type of dutiful attention that he gives to his customers. And so if you need an AC guy that's not just looking for the next bill that he can write, but is genuinely interested in making sure that you're up and running and that you're comfortable and that everything is working smoothly, give the folks at Creative AC Solutions a call, 321-759-3284, 321-759-3284. Right now, we're going to close out this week with another one of our series in the DBD series, and that is Don't Be Deceived. Don't be deceived. And we're going to be in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse number 7 through 11. And I'm going to tell you right now that this topic we're going to be discussing today is going to fly right in the face of worldly wisdom. The Word of God, listen, I believe the Word of God is settled forever in heaven and on earth. It's not going to pass away. Its truths are unchanging. That's what I believe. It is the premise that I live my life by. There are too many times that people have embraced a truth from a social perspective only to find out that not only was it wrong, it was 180 degrees wrong. And what they thought they were doing to help the situation, they were actually exacerbating the situation. They were making it worse. So I'm giving you fair warning here at the beginning of the broadcast that if you're easily triggered by non-politically correct truth, then you might want to change the station here. I'm not here to be argumentative. I'm here to present the truth of God's word, because God prefaces this teaching through the Apostle Paul with the words, "Do not be deceived." Okay, so embracing these truths that are contrary to the Word of God will result in deception in your life and prevent you from being able to see or embrace the truth. So let's look at verse number 7, 1 Corinthians chapter 6. It says, "Now therefore it is already an utter failure for you that you go to law against one another. Why do you not rather accept wrong? Why do you not rather let yourselves be cheated? No, you yourselves do wrong and cheat, and you do these things to your brethren. Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners will inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you, but you were washed, but you were sanctified, but you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of God." And so he begins to address some of the bad behavior that is going on inside the church at Corinth. Believers were actually suing other believers. They were cheating other believers. They were taking advantage of other believers. And that's not supposed to take place. One of the things that happened to me when I was in retail were people were all, when they found out I was a pastor, they were all the time trying to get me into some multi-level marketing situation. And I turned them down at every time because I wanted to make sure that when I was representing Merit Assembly of God, I was there to represent the good news of Jesus Christ. And I didn't want a bad financial deal. Somebody who promised me something that might not be, didn't want that looking bad on the kingdom of God. And so Paul writes to the church of Corinth and he says, why not let yourself be cheated by men rather than bringing discredit upon the name of the Lord? God is more than able to compensate for you and take care of you. There was a person in my church one time and was not very well off financially, had a need in his life. Mind you, he was a very faithful person in the church. He was a member of the church and he hit some hard times and he needed tires for his car. And so we spent a couple of $100s. It wasn't an expensive car. We spent a couple of $100s getting him tires on his car. The next week he showed up at church and he was very, very upset. He had entered into a slight business arrangement with a person and it involved a $50 investment. Well, he decided that he didn't want to do that after all. And he tried to get his $50 investment back. And the guy said, I'm not giving you your $50 back. And that person was a believer as well. And he was quite upset and he showed up at church and I said, Can I give you just a little bit of perspective? I said, now you need to make sure that your heart is right, that you're not bitter towards that brother and that you do not allow yourself to become victimized over and over again. But I said, remind me again about your total investment. And he said, $50. And I said, well, do you have any idea how much the tires were for your car? And he said, they were a couple of $100. And I said, well, which is more, 50 or 200? And he said, well, 200 is. I said, I want you to realize that while you're fixated on a member of the body of Christ who cheated you out of $50, there were other members of the body of Christ who just blessed you with four times that amount. And he went out focusing on the blessing of God rather than on the bad treatment that he was getting from that other person. You and I, we are not supposed to defraud one another. We're not supposed to cheat one another. We're not supposed to treat each other wrong. We're supposed to love one another. And any other behavior than that is falling short of the standard that Jesus said, by this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one for another. And he says, so stop taking advantage of one another inside the body of Christ. That's basically what has been said. And he prefaces the next layer of conversation with this statement. Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? So there are people who are not going to benefit from everything that God, not going to see the king. The Bible talks about there's going to be people, they're not going to see the kingdom of God. They're not going to inherit the kingdom of God. They're not going to enter the kingdom of God. They're not going to be a part of the kingdom of God. Here Paul writes and he says, do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? They're not going to be an heir. Now, if you ask somebody what unrighteousness is, they're going to probably say murderers, rapists, people who rob and steal. But if you really boil it down, they're going to basically come to the conclusion that unrighteous is any person that's worse than what I am. I read an article about Ravi Zacharias. He was talking about some of the things that people ask him as he goes to college campuses, and he gives them answers. And he said what his number one question is. And it talks about this. We'll finish this story in just a moment, and I'll get around to the point of the conversation. Verse number 9 continues. The unrighteous, according to this word, the word is defined as that which is unjust, that which is wicked, or that which is treacherous. Treacherous. That means a person who commits treason. It's they operate from a bad perspective, a bad moral perspective. You can't trust this person. Okay? And so he says, do not be deceived. Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. There's the DBD passage for today. Do not be deceived. He goes on and he says, these are the people. This is not an exhaustive list, but it is an extensive list of the people who are not going to inherit the kingdom of God. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners will inherit the kingdom of God. And so that word deceived there, do not be deceived, does not mean the same thing as some of the other meanings where it means to seduce wholly or cheat or delude. This word deceive means to roam from the truth, or roam from safety, or roam from virtue. A lot of people meander away from the truth because they start embracing things that are not part of the kingdom of God. Okay? So what is a fornicator? What is a old time word? What does it mean? Well, it comes from the same type of word from the same root word that we get things like pornography. So there's nothing wrong with pornography. I want you to know that studies, sociological studies, show that pornography has a horrible effect on women. It has a horrible effect on men. It has a horrible effect upon people's finances. It causes bad treatment to one another. It has a horrible effect upon people's marital relationships. It's not something that God wants in your home. It's not something that God wants on your phone or on your computer. It's not something that you're supposed to be subscribing to on the television. You don't want that in your life. Okay, if I told you that you had the possibility to inherit a gazillion dollars, you know, quadrillion dollars, something, it'd make you the richest person on the planet. All you had to do was to lose the inheritance was to experience pornography in your life. How many of you would say, I am not going to experience that in my life? There is too much to lose for something. By the way, I will tell you this. Pornography and that sort of mindset, it's all about a fantasy. It is not real. The person that you are staring at is not looking at you. It is a fantasy. He who chases fantasies lacks judgment. And so now back to the discussion about Ravi Zacharias, because there are a lot of different sexual problems that are listed here. It's not an exclusively sexual problem. There are adulterers. That means that people who are operating outside the bounds of their marital relationship, one man and one woman. There are people, it says here, who are listed as homosexuals and sodomites. That means that there were people who were the active people who were treating other people badly. And the word that's translated there, homosexuals, it was referring to catamites, which were people who were groomed to be the participants, many times the unwilling participants, of these people who were actively pursuing that. So Ravi Zacharias says that the number one question that he gets is, well, what about sexuality? And he says, well, tell me what you mean. And he says, well, you know, the Bible talks about one man and one woman, but what if it's just two people that fall in love? And he says, well, I've got a question for you. Why is there just two? And he says, what you are doing is you are, in essence, establishing boundaries. They're different boundaries than what the Bible has set up, but they are boundaries nonetheless. And so I would need to ask what your credentials are to be able to establish those boundaries and see if those qualifications that you have, those credentials that you have, outweigh God's credentials. He says many people want to reestablish the boundaries. He says you're more than free to do that, but there are going to be benefits or consequences depending upon those boundaries. And he says, as for me, and he came from a situation where he was a suicidal young man before he found Christ, that when he found Christ, he found peace, he found hope. And he found the reason worth living. And he says, as for me, I have found that the boundaries of God and his word, they serve me well. And so I choose to allow God to establish the boundaries instead of other people to establish my boundaries, because they serve well. Not a voice of condemnation. It talks about there were adulterers. There were, look at what else it says. Nor idolaters. There were thieves. There were covetous. That means people who weren't just thieves. They had greed going on in their life. Not just a little bit of greed. There is greed to the exponential degree, and that's called avarice. And he said, there are people there. They're not going to inherit the kingdom of God. Nor drunkards. If I can point this out to you, that means that they were operating from a position of a lack of sobriety. And it's not a very far stretch to say anything, any substance that is causing you to lose sobriety in your life and be able to conduct your vessel with integrity, with safety, with blessing, that's not good. Revilers. Now, I went and looked up the meaning of that word, and it talked about people who were abusing other people. Can I just say that domestic abuse for a long time was one of the silent sins that was going on in society? People didn't talk about it. Husbands abusing their wives. Sometimes it's wives abusing their husbands. Sometimes it's parents abusing their children, and sometimes it's children who are their parents. I want you to know, God has not called us to be abusive. He has called us to be compassionate. Okay? And I don't want to have an abusive mindset that is going to deprive me of the kingdom of God. There were extortioners, and they were just looking for their next victim. They were people who were so greedy, they did not look at people as someone to give a product to that was going to benefit them. They were looking for people that they were going to take advantage of. And he says, none of these people are going to inherit the kingdom of God. So when you hear this, do not be deceived. Do not roam from the truth of God's word. Do not roam from these principles. You have to ask yourself, does Paul know what he's talking about? Does the Holy Spirit know what he's talking about? Or doesn't he know what he's talking about? And you've got to respond accordingly. But he encourages the body of Christ, don't embrace these things. There are a lot of these things that are being embraced by churches around the globe, and then they wonder why they're not growing while they are in fact shrinking. I will tell you this, lowering the standard of God's word has never led to a revival, but raising the standard of holiness and raising the standard of God's word to its rightful place has repeatedly throughout history brought about revival. Now, this is Friday. I don't like to leave you on a bad note or anything like that. Here is the best news about this. Don't be deceived, not only about that those things will deprive you from the kingdom of God, but don't be deceived to think that there's no hope for you. And such were some of you. That means that there were people in the Corinthian church that had been living the lifestyle that Paul had just described. Maybe not all of them, maybe some of them, maybe one of them, but they weren't living that way anymore because of the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. You and I, we've got to remember, he wants to forgive us of our sins so that we can go and sin no more, where we are no longer living under the identifying labels that have just been talked about, where Christians are not supposed to be fornicators, idolaters, adulterers. You go down the list. Those things are not supposed to be found in the lifestyle of believers. Such were some of you, but you were washed. If you have some of those issues going on in your life, I want you to know that Jesus' blood is available to wash away those sins. It's in a spiritual sense. There's not a pool of his blood laying around someplace. I want you to know, all you got to do is ask the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, forgive me of my sins and be the Lord of my life. He will cleanse you of that. And he said, and you were sanctified. That means he will set you apart for a holy purpose instead of an unholy purpose. But you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of the living God. And what that means is he's changed the very nature, the very position that we have before God, from being a person that stood guilty before the Lord to a person who stands forgiven before the Lord, from a person who is going to be excluded from the kingdom of God. Now he says, you are an heir. You are a part of the Lord Jesus Christ. You stand justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. And you and I get to live this weekend as heirs of every blessing that God has for us. If you haven't ever asked him to forgive your sins, do that. Would you let us know? And we will rejoice with you and give you some tools to help you along the way. God bless you. We'll see you Monday right
here
on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Scream.